lusting. Krishna was describing that. There is this. These currents of sat, tam, and rat, and mohitam, like kind of like a say when we go to psychiatrist and tell them that I'm not feeling me anymore, kind of like. So then psychiatrist will say, you have some kind of sickness. Actually it's out of sickness, you know, and you are not feeling me. And Krishna is describing this place that when one doesn't feel these three currents, and it's of course like in the beginning, you know, there will be all symptoms of sickness, like according to secretary and, you know, medical language, because you like it. But he's saying like somebody who prepared them to really can pass, you know, this time, who don't go to psychiatrist and all these things. She's saying like certainly one day you will bump with me, kind of, you know, like somehow, like, there will be like an accident and certainly then like a, you know, another way of being, which is very independent, you know, not because, like in this situation, you know, when say rajas in on, it's on, we feel like, you know, we feel no way out, kind of. All the gunas. So there you will have choice, you know, that you can join or not join. No, it depends on you. So he's saying maya metam taranti te. Like certainly you know, this current, like which is flowing, it seems like there is no way out, but actually you know, Krishna is saying that there is certainly a way out. So and he's saying, mamev prapadyante, like certainly they will come to me. So I think like in with the current of like even river, and the people who know, they say that if you don't try, you know, then you will be kind of like, you know, like you will be down and saved, and if you try, then so similar thing like Krishna is saying that there is like a this current seems very strong, but also one could dive in, you know, it's also possible, and certainly diving in that person will come to me, like to this other way of, you know, another current.
When you say the person, when you started out, you talked about going to a psychiatrist because you don't feel like yourself. It somehow strikes me that it wouldn't be a good idea to go to the psychiatrist, right?
Yeah, for this reason. Yeah.
Right.
And for other reasons.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But does one really feel off? Like, are you saying you really feel like off your head?
Yeah, like kind of like not feeling what you have been. Like once you really are sucked in, then like all normal feelings are not there. So, like, there is like time, and then again, like they come, but with a very different way, you know, not like dominating way. Like so far, they have been dominating, but again, they, you know, there will be like a helpful way.
And when you say about the current, you said. I got a little confused with the image. It sounded like you were talking about two currents?
Yeah.
Yes. And one, what are the two currents?
Like the one is like with the all normal things, like which is very, very heavy kind of.
Yeah.
And another is like very kind of very low.
You mean subtle?
Yeah, very subtle, no. And this is why it's very difficult to feel.
Like the brick with the leaf you said
yeah,
yesterday?
Same. Okay. Namam duskritnu murha prapadyante naradhana maya api krit jnana asuram bhav mas. There are people, Krishna is saying, like who really feel that, you know, this heavy current is the only life and nothing more than that. He's saying that, like somehow their knowing capacity is not sharp enough to know this subtle current, and this is why like they will always keep on being with this strong current and not know like this low current. Like he's saying, like there are people who are like murha. Murha means actually in opinion of that person, no, they are very smart, but kind of like other people don't feel so. Murha is like that, those people who really feel that I'm very smart, and maybe they are like in some cases, but probably, no, I remember like the story of Ram and Sam, like Sam, like two like three grown in America, one sister and two brothers, and they like as kids, both parents, you know, their parents were both professors in Harvard, and kind of like they were like as kids they were watching, you know, their life, and like they will come back from the college and on their computer, kind of like, because many people were doing kind of research under them, so they so busy, kind of like they never can understand that, you know, life could be different than that. So these three kids, like, you know, talking together and talk like, maybe like we play a kind of play, like in Hindi park, like in front of house. There was like a park, so we decided to play a kind of, they created a drama, like of their parents, you know, so if they can understand. And then they invited their parents as well as the neighborhood, and they came and they really kind of gave, you know, very much appreciation, but they couldn't understand that this play was for them. That's the main point, they could not understand. So they were like, when they came, many times they came and then they were telling. And then three of them decided, if this is life, I don't want. Like these three kids, and you know, all of them came to India.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Great story.
Yeah, like they said, you know, if this is life, I don't want. So, like, Krishna is saying, like, murha means.
Is this moha?
Mur, yeah, murha. So, saying, like, always will be dependent on this, like, high current. We can say high current and low current. And never feel that there is some, like, low current. And like riding on that current, one will not be able to recognize, you know, the lower current, low current. Chaturvidha bhajante mam janah sukritino arjun arto jigyasu arthartri jnani cha bharatarshav. Arjun, like there are four kind of people who are like who look towards me, and one of them is like, you know, when like we find ourselves in life in a situation where kind of no way out, like this because there is no way out, so somehow like this surrendering happens, like for a while, you know, it's not forever, like for a while, because there is no way out. So saying like Artho, you know, people who are unhappy, you know, like unhappy means they cannot manage with situation. So there is like that, but like it's very temporary, you know, as soon as little betterment, again, you know, this same current will come. And then another quality is Jigyasu, that people who want to know, they also, because like, you know, actually, like if you, Jigyasu means being satisfied with the words, you know, those people who can be like, you know, like somebody, you know, somebody asks a leaf, like, what is the color of leaf? And you say green, and this person is satisfied. You know, this is like Jigyasu means anything you say, and person will be satisfied. So another quality, like he's saying, Jigyasu, people who want to know with the word, they also sometimes. And then Artharthi, you know, this you can see in every temple. Like, people who want money, like in India especially, you know, all temples do this job, like everyone goes there to ask for money. And then there is another quality, like where somebody who want to know the essence. And there are people who are not looking the slow current because of being unhappy or because of knowledge or because of money, but something else. And and he's saying like, you know, they will be the, you know, like maybe best, you know, to reach me, like the fourth quality. Like for the essence, so saying Arjuna, they will be best among these four. Tesham jnani nityuktam ek bhakti visishyate priyohi jnanino atyarth aham sach mam priya. And like among these, already we said like the fourth one, people who want to know the essence, they are like better than earlier one. And again saying ek bhakti visishyate. Kind of like it. Now, essence is not like essence come through experience. You know, there is no other way than the experience to know the essence. And like a, you know, trying for anything else, you know, there is like a hope, you know, there is like something, like somehow something can be seen, but trying for the essence is almost like, you know, person is trying in the blue, you know, like it's like there is nothing where one can hold on. Like it's totally you know, this love for that. Like you know, like many times I think we come, like, you know, people, we come in contact with people who on the level of relationship, you know, they say, you know, I'm still waiting for my partner. And so far, like, you know, they have spent, and so far that has not come, but trust, you know, is like fully there. You know, the trust is fully there. So similar thing, the person who is looking for essence, you know, there is no clue, you know, no email address, you know, nothing. But it's still looking, you know, like going from here to there. And, you know, trust is like really very alive. And this is what Krishna is saying, like, you know, it's bhakti, you know, like it's this love can never fade, you know, like never fading love. You know, like every time. I think, you know, this Tukaram, like the story, that he, like one time he has to live with a thief like for 1 month somehow in the life, and every day this thief, like, you know, in the beginning, like, you know, like when Tukaram asked that, you know, if I can live with you, so he said, ah, you know, don't. I'm just telling you that I'm a thief, and maybe that might like affect your, because people might think that you are us because you are a sage, you know, and I know. So that's why I'm just telling you the truth. So I said, ah, okay, you know, I will manage. And then he was living with him, and every evening, you know, around 11, he will dress up and kind of like whatever dress, and then go out and come back. And Tukaram is like around 3-4 a.m. And Tukaram will ask, you know, what happened? He said, oh, no, but tomorrow certainly, you know, kind of like. In this period of 1 month, he was not successful even once, like this thief. But like later he described that, you know, this like a love or this, you know, that was so alive that I made him my teacher, kind of like he made him Tukaram. He said, like, if this person can have that love for stealing, you know, and, you know, I don't find this love for my sadhana, so how can I be successful? And like he said, described that changed my life, you know, I really started looking for my love to my sadhana, and then I found it later. So I think similar thing here, Krishna is saying that, you know, this person looking for essence, there will be this like alive love, you know, in spite of failure, you know, like being failed like many times. So I say bhakti visishyate, you know, this is like very, very special special love, which, because there is no address at all, you know, it's like not even in pixels, you know, and still love doesn't fade. And so Krishna is saying, like, priyo hi jnanino api artham aham, like, because of this non-fading love, somehow my love also flows towards that. Krishna is saying that somehow this not fading current of love, you know, somehow meets my love. And mam priya, and saying that certainly somehow we blow in each other. What Krishna is saying, I think, because it's, you know, there is love flowing towards objects. And this love is not, because there is no object, so it's just flowing. And this is how, like, we can, you know, flow or blow with each other. And somehow, what Krishna is saying, like, this experience of flowing or blowing in each other is really worth trying, kind of. It's like really something. Udara sarv evaite jnani tvatma eva me matam asthita sahi yuktatma mameva luttamam gatim. Krishna is saying like this. People having this love, certainly they are very generous and asthita sahi yuktatma. And like appropriate, it's not like a everything appropriate there, like appropriate proportion of everything is there, and mamev anuttamam gati. And like this flowing, blowing, like what he said, it's like really kind of appropriateness, you know, this like flowing, blowing, you know, takes like, probably takes off, you know, like aeroplane takes off somehow. He's saying, you know, not describing, but he's saying certainly takes off. You know, it's like some goes to another direction somewhere from the earth to the sky. Really, this love take off. बहूनां जन्मना मन्ते ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते वासुदेव सर्वमिति समहात्मा सुदुर्लभा. Nice thing, like this blowing and flowing, like taking off after many, many lifetimes. Basically, when we say such a knowledge that we shall say knowledge with the words. So basically, when we touch, you know, there will be like words around, like trying to kind of speak. And what Krishna means from knowledge is like you really know, but there are no words surrounding you. There is like this one thing, and you are sure that you know, and then you have to like really, you know, look for words like after. So it's starting like, you know, like after many, many lifetimes, like when someone really has this essence, you know, like essence, like certainly that is there. But many times maybe not appropriate words, you know. Like, so he's saying that that kind of person, Mahatma, like somebody who really has the essence, you know, is certain that I know, but probably no way to describe, you know, it's like, that is, that comes very late, the way to describe somehow. So it's saying that kind of person is very rare, you know, to have somebody who really can touch the essence, like without any, you know, effect of words. कामै तै हृत ज्ञाना प्रपद्यन्ते अन्य देवता तं तं नियमा आस्थाय प्रकृत्या नियता स्वया. So then, like now we're saying that, no, mostly there will be, like he described, you know, that this kind of person is very rare. And now he's saying like mostly there will be people who are like according to their kind of like, you know, in a thinking way, like I decided that, you know, this is like right way. And then around that, I like, you know, collect, you know, words and speak about that, you know, like one way, and then somebody else another way. So it's like mostly there will be those kind of people who really are speaking from this like collect, you know, collection of words of that way. And certainly there will be like, you know, many, many, you know, rules applied, and like a leading to certain certain path, certain God. But he's saying like prakritya niyata niyata swaya, like within the realm of natural law, and also not from experience, but deciding from thinking. So saying like mostly, there will be these kind of people. Like he's saying like this. Somebody who can touch the essence and maybe not have enough words, that person is there. And then there will be like mostly many, many people who will have great words. But this way, the way he's describing, like first you decide it and then according to that you have collection of books of that path and all those things. Yeah. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shraddhaya archit icchat tasya kalam shraddham tamev vidadham aham. So it's like different kind of people who are according to their understanding, like who have created a path. Tasya tasya kalam shraddham. So and it's like within the limit they also like there is this love he described, like he described this flowing and blowing kind of love. And now he's saying like there will be love but within the limits, not like flowing and blowing which can take off and certainly like some like in this limited love also like somehow this quality of like love he describes, like which can take off, some might be there. He's saying like there is a possibility that even in that love one might see this, but like is within the like limitation. It's not like that it can take off.
Can you give an example of that?
Like that, it's more like what he's saying, like it's more from the like several paths, like, you know, worshipping, say, Vishnu, then worshipping Shiva, like one path, and then they are limited in the love. So this is what I mean, like choosing one path and then kind of like collecting words on that path. But, you know, if we talk to, you know, like maybe like more like a scholar, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Scholar, and also because one way of practicing is also there. So like somehow combination of scholar and practitioner.
Is there any kind of idea of calculation in being, you know, calculating?
Calculating
means like self-interest. You know, how much in for me, how much for somebody else. Is that idea in there? Like the one that flies?
Yeah, that flies.
That has no calculation in it?
Uh-huh.
And the other one that it has?
Calculation.